Thank you, Rabbi Shabtai. It's a pleasure again to be back with you guys after a little bit of a break. I'm excited to start this new limud as well. Some halachas related to refuah, medical ethics. And if you have any requests, please feel free to send them in. I'll try to accommodate if I can. I already have received some requests. So this week I'd like to discuss something interesting, something called the Sefer Refuos. If we want to understand how medicine works a little bit, we have to understand what the Gemara's understanding of medicine is a little bit. And there's a fascinating Gemara in Pesachim Daf Nun Vav. If you remember from Daf Yomi, those who learned Daf Yomi, we came across this a few weeks ago. And the Gemara there tells us that Chizkiah Melech had done six different things. And of the six things, three of them the Chachamim agreed to. They approved with what he had done. And there are three matters that Chizkiah had done and the Chachamim did not approve of. Now, one of the items that Chizkiah HaMelech had done was he took what's called the Sefer Refuos, and he was Gana's Sefer Refuos. He took this book of medicine of some sort, and he hid it. He put it in some safe keep. No one could access it, and the Chachamim were Moda. Chachamim agreed that that was a very, very fine thing for him to do. It was wonderful, and they agreed to that. So we're going to discuss a little bit about who wrote this Sefer Refuos. What was in the Sefer Refuos, and why was it hidden? So the Marsha, before going to that, the Marsha asks an interesting question. We come across many places in Shas, particularly that comes to the Gemara in Gittin, where the Gemara tells us various types of medicines, therapies, to apply when a person's ill. So the Marsha asks a very basic question. If you look at number two, Marsha says, Yesh Lishal. There's room to ask. B'chol hani refuos haniskarim b'hai pirka. All the various medications and therapies that are mentioned in this perek, referring to the Gemara in Gittin, and gam b'perkei mamidim, amai kasvu, Ravina Ravashi b'talmud. Why did Ravina Ravashi, they're the ones who compiled Talmud Bavli, why did they include refuos in Shas? Ha'amrinan. We have a Gemara in Baba Kama, and rather the first parakama of Brachos, the first parak of Brachos, and also the Gemara in Pesachim. Hato beinecha asisa was a wonderful thing. Sheganas Chizkiah Sefer Refuos. Chizkiah Melech hid this book of medicine, and he was very much praised for doing so. So why then, if it was hidden, did the Gemara try to include all the different refuos throughout Shas? So let's now go through together who was the author of the Sefer Refuos. What was included in the Sefer Refuos, and why it was hidden, and why was it then put back in the Gemara? Ramban writes in the Hakdama Torah, he says the author of the Sefer Refuos was none other than the great Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, Shenasan lo Elokim HaChachma, V'amada, HaKol min HaTorah HaYelo. That Shlomo HaMelech was given this deep understanding of the world and science and wisdom through the mechanism, through the means of the Torah. Umimenu lamad ad sof ka toldos, he was able to understand all types of things from the Torah, you know, music and science and history and whatever is hidden in the Torah. Vafilu kochos ha'savim v'skulasim, even the power of different herbs, vegetables, grasses, plants, v'skulasim, their effect, their medicinal effects. Achakosabahem Afilu Sefer Refuos. He wrote the Sefer Refuos. That's what the Ramban writes. The Sefer Refuos written by the great Shlomo HaMelech, who was the wisest man ever to live on the face of this earth. Parenthetically, describing some of the great wisdoms of the world, the Pa'as Shulchan, a Talmud of the Gra. The Pa'as Shulchan writes that the Gra said the two greatest wisdoms in the entire world outside of Torah are music and mathematics. Those are the two highest levels. And the Gra's father had the Gra learn by various teachers to teach him all the chachmas of the world, with the exception of medicine. He did not want the Gra to be a doctor, because if the Gra was a doctor, he would have been the best doctor in the world and would have taken away from his ability to learn. So he didn't teach him medicine. Outside of medicine, the Gra learned the depths of the sciences and maths and music. But the Ramban tells us that Shlomo Melech also learned all this stuff and more through the Torah, and he was the one who compiled the Sefer Refuos. Now that's the opinion of the Ramban. There is another opinion that some hold that Adam HaRishon was the one who wrote the Sefer Refuos. Now look at this interesting Tashbates for a third opinion. The Tashbates, one of the Rishonim writes in number 4. Hadam Rinan Chizkio Ganas Sefer Torah Fuos V'Hodelo Vim Tomar Me'ayin Balo Sefer Fuos. Where did Chizkio HaMelech get the Sefer Fuos? What was it exactly? Who gave it to him? Who wrote it? So he writes, V'yesh Lomar Kishahaya Noach B'Teva. Listen to this fascinating pshat. When Noach was in the Teva, Haya imo shad shaden ruchen vililin. There are different types of shaden. We know Noach brought inside the teva. He brought in types of all types of animals. Kosher animals, non-kosher animals, birds. Everything. Included in that was various spiritual demons. Shaden, ruchen, lilin, whatever they are. Vayu mazikin also. They were actually causing him pain. I don't know if it was like viral or bacterial or spiritual, but it was causing him tsar. Ad shenasa rubam chalon. Everyone in the teva got sick, he writes. V'gam ipnei reach harad and had very terrible smell. He didn't know what to do. Noach was stuck. So what did Noach do? Ad sheba malach echad, a certain malach came. V'lokach echad mibnei Noach. They took one of the children of Noach. V'hevi also lagan Eden. They brought one of the children of Noach to Gan Eden. V'lamad also limid also kol refuos sheba olam. Fascinating. And that malach taught B'nai Noach all the refuos in the world, and then also refuos kasu b'sefer, and he wrote them down, v'zeo nikra sefer refuos. So Tashbait says that Noach was the one who wrote, or his children, or one of his children, wrote the sefer refuos. So either it goes back to Adam, it goes back to Noach, or it goes to Shlomo HaMelech. That was the author, that was the possible mechaber of the sefer refuos. But there is yet a fourth opinion of who wrote the Sefer Refuos. And that's the Rambam in Perish Mishnayos number 5 here, on the Mishnah in Maseches Psachim. And he gives two different pshatim of who, or not really who, but really what was in the Sefer Refuos. He rejects the opinion, it wasn't Shlomo HaMelech, it wasn't Noach, it wasn't Adam. He felt it was some other person, some phantom author. But included in the Sefer Refuos was various medications that are usher to be used. Machshefa, witchcraft and types of magic that could be used, that are also to be used, that was hidden in the Sefer Refuos. So why was it written in the first place? So the Rambam writes, you're allowed to learn, understand how things work in the world. You're allowed to learn, understand how machshefa works, but you can't actually use it. There's an issue to use these types of medications. So it was written as a book, a textbook to learn from. But what happened was, the Rambam writes, people started using this Sefer Refuos. And they started applying the medication through this Isser and through that Isser. And once it started being used, misused, and violated, Chizkiah HaMelech had to hide it. But it wasn't written by Shlomo. It wasn't written by Noach, nor was it written by Adam HaRisham. Then he has another pshat of Adam Shah who write. We could skip this other pshat. But those are the four. But actually, let's read it. Look in the Rambam here, Perish Mishnayos, which is Ve'efsher. Efsher, possibly, the Rambam writes, Shehaya Sefer Sheishbo Harkava Samim Hamazikin. Perhaps it had different mixtures of herbs that could cause damage to people. Kigon Samploni Markivin Osokach. Not only did it tell you how to create medicine that helps, but it had the ability to create poison. Umashkin Osokach, and you drink it in this way. The Gorman the Machala Zulvazu. It could cause this ailment and that illness. But the way to heal it is this way. So it had not only medications, but it had poisons. Recipes for poison. So now what happened was the doctor saw, oh, I could create these problems. I could give the patient this medicine to get him sick, but then he'll come back to me so I can heal him. And he'll be controlling everyone's health in both directions. And kasher kilkulu b'nei adam, hayuhorgin bo gunzo. People start seeing this, they start killing the doctors when they figure all this out. The Chizkiah HaMelech felt that it was too dangerous. People started dying and killing each other. He had to hide. So these are the various reasons as to, at least the authors of who possibly wrote it, and some of the reasons why it was hidden. Now, there is one more pshat of who was the mechaber of the Sefer Refuos. We have, just to recap, Adam, Noach, Shlomo, and then the Rambam has some phantom author. But Rabbeinu Bachai in last week's Parsha has a fascinating pshat as to who authored this Sefer Fus. Take a look at number 6 here. Here, the Pasuk tells us in last week's Parsha, Vayitzak el Hashem, Vayareyu Hashem Eitz. They called out to Hashem, and threw the Eitz, Vayashech el Hamayim, and he threw the Eitz into the water. The water was very bitter. Vayimtaku Hamayim, and the water became sweet and tasty. Sham sam lo chok mishpat v'sham niso. There, he placed it, and chok mishpat v'sham niso. They were learned some halachas there. Vayomer, the Pasuk says further, Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem lokecha. If you listen to the voice of Hashem, v'yashav be'enav, that which is straight, ta'aseh you should do v'azantil mitzvosav. V'shamarta kochukav, you're going to listen to all Hashem's commandments, kol machala she'asamti mitzrayim, all the illness, the ailment that brought upon Mitzrayim, lo asim alech, I won't put upon you, ki ani Hashem rofecha, I am the doctor, I'm the rofecha. That's the Pasuk. Well, those are the Pasukim. So listen to this fascinating pshat of Rabbeinu Bechai. Number 7, he writes, V'yesh pirshu, Sham sam lo chok mishpat. Those words, Sham sam lo chok mishpat, means Shilimdu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu taught Chachmas HaTzmachim, the wisdom of that which grows, plants, herbs, the Kocho Shebehem B'Skulasam, and their abilities, the healing capabilities of each of these growths, ubetivim, that which is part of their nature and the science. The fishiyesh mehem asavim mechayim umimisim. Some herbs bring life, and some bring death. Some are poisonous, some are healthy, some are medicinal. Vyesh mehem merapim, some heal. Vyesh mehem machlim, some cause sickness. Vyesh mamtikin esamar, there are those that sweeten the bitter. Vyesh shemamrim esamatuk, and those that bitter, bitter the sweet. This is all true both in the world of science and skula. Sometimes you have a chemical reaction that could be, let's call it a skula. Right? You put two things together, have some reaction, and that will be something changes. So there's different ways how to mix things in chemistry. This is how you read the pasuk. Chok u'mishpat. Chok is a skula she'ein tamo noda, as we know. A chok has no reason. U'mishpat, it's a teva. Shemishpatu shekem betivo. Mishpat is something that makes sense. It's logical. It's scientific. So chok makes no sense, and mishpat makes sense scientifically. Visham nuso. And that's what they tested out. Hatzmach hazeh. This tzmach. This herb. V'lechach amar im shemo tishmal kol Hashem lokecha. So this is what happened. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, you see that grass? See that plant? See that herb? See that flower? That's going to be helpful for that. And that over there won't be helpful. That makes sense scientifically. That doesn't make any sense. But he told him all the rules. And Moshe Benu was the one who wrote the Sefer of Rules. Now, what happened, says the Rabbeinu Bechai. It says the continuation of the next pasuk, Im shamoa tishma b'kol Hashem lokecha. You have to listen to Hashem. Kolomar, af al pi shekochos atzmachem yudun lefanecha. Hashem tells Moshe, even though I just told you how to create different medicines, and you know everything in front of you, biskulasam vitivam, how it works scientifically, how it works even if it's not scientific, but they work. I just told you, here's the book of Sefer Fools. V'ata yachol disrapi mehem, and you have the ability to heal anybody in the world. Ein roi l'cha shetisla, it's not fit for you or anybody else, that you should be tola, that you should depend, bitchoncha behem ubirfuasam. To only have your faith in doctors and science, it should not be that way. And to give up davening, and to give up asking for rachmim, don't leave the Torah's mitzvahs of tefillah. I'm the doctor of lo atzmachim. Don't forget, oh, I don't need Hashem anymore. I could go to the doctor, he's got the Sefer Fuos, everything I need to know, a whole almanac of every illness and every single medicine. Don't forget, Ki ani Hashem rofech, the Pasuk says, I am the doctor. I put the ability in the world, in the herbs. Don't forget where it comes from. What happened was, over time, people started to just rely on the Sefer Fuos. They'd have a little cough, they'd have a headache, they'd have an earache, they'd have something bother them, something more serious. They'd open up the Sefer Fools, boom, they have it, mix this, mix that, drink it, rub this on your cut, everything's fine, and immediately they were healed. They completely trusted in the safer fools, in doctors and science. Now, we have to trust in doctors and science, there's no question about it. But it can't only be trusting in doctors and science. So says Rabbein Bechai, he explains, Umitam zeh, because of this reason, Ganaz Chizkiah Sefer Fuos v'hodilo. That's why he hid the Sefer Fuos. Could you imagine? Could you imagine we'd have the answer to every illness, to cancer, to COVID-19, to everything in the world? It was in the hands of Chizkiah Melch. And he hid it. And they praised him for doing so. Because Lefi Shem HaSefer Zeh, with that book of every single medicine, Hayu HaBrios, the people of the world, Misrapim U'Mitachlu'ayim, they would be healed from their illness, V'Yisiyashu Min HaTorah V'HaMitzvos, they would forget to do the Torah and the Mitzvos, they don't need Hashem anymore, that's what they thought. That's what they thought the science and the medicine. The doctors were the ones calling the shots here. And that was not the case. So regardless of who wrote this, Rabbein Bechai says it was hidden because it was too good. It was too effective. And they're losing sight. They're losing sight that it all came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rabbein Bechai's understanding. Now, the Chazon Ish writes something a bit different, but more, I guess, inspirational. It's a level that you and I are, at least myself, I'm far from. But the Chazon Ish writes in the Sefer Emunah B'Tachon, he explained that there was something special about the generation of Chizkiah Melech. His door, it said, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that if you checked, you did a whole census from one end of the Eretz Yisrael to the opposite end, from north to south, from east to west, you wouldn't find any Amart anywhere. You wouldn't find any child, any boy or girl, man, woman, who were not experts in Tumah V'Tahara. The level of learning, the level of Limud Torah and halachic awareness during the times of Chizkiah was like no other time in history. It was incredible, the Gemara explains. So look how we'll see this inside. Number 8, Chazon Ish. Hinei, Doro Shel Chizkiah, his generation, Shamru Sanhedrin, the Gemara Tzadi Dalam Beis tells us, Bad Kub Midan Bad Be'er Sheva. They did an inspection from this city to that city. They couldn't find an Am Haaretz anywhere. They couldn't find a boy or a girl, a man or a woman. See how far we've gotten? Tumah V'Tahara, we see it come up in the Gemara, we get so scared of Tumah V'Tahara. Unfortunately, it's not no gaya to us, Bizman Hazeh. But back then, they were all experts, all the halachas, boys, girls, men, women. Amu, the Gemara there says, Shek Achein Zedor Shem Moshe. Vehevel Yofi, the beauty is Hevel, Zedor Shem Yoshua. But Yiras Hashem Tis Hallel, where we're going to praise the Yir Shemayim, Zedor Shem Chizkiah. Roy Hayulamu B'Migdal Oz, B'Emuna, U'Bitachon, V'Shelo L'Shtamish B'Rofim. Their level of understanding, their level of recognizing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so above any other generation, they said, we don't need doctors. We don't need doctors, we don't need science, we don't need medicine. And he was able to hide it because of the level of bitachon. In the reality, this is not something I would promote, encourage, or tell anybody to do because we're not on that level, we're so far from that level. But in theory, a level can be achieved where a person does not need medicine, does not need doctors, does not need science. A person could put his complete trust in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he'll get a refuah that way. How? I have no idea. It requires years, a lifetime of work to get to that. You need a leader like Chizkiah Melech. There are certainly incredible stories about the Chazon Ish himself, where he would tell doctors how to perform certain surgeries incredibly. And to my understanding, I don't know if the Chazon Ish ever studied science or medicine, but he had some understanding of that world through learning Torah. There's a way to get to that point. Behind all science and medicine is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki ani Hashem Rofecha. He is the ultimate doctor. But unfortunately, in practice, we are not living in a time where anybody is a Baki in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara, let alone every man, woman, boy, and girl. We're not living in a time where there's no Am Haaretz anywhere in the world. there are plenty of them. So we're not on that level. So we rely on doctors, we rely on medicine, we rely on science. And perhaps we want that safer force back to use to make all the illness, the viruses and bacteria go away. But Chizkiah Melech took it away, and we don't have that access. We have only but to rely on doctors and a Kaddish Baruch. But we have to certainly put a shalos both in doctors and in davening. So look at this din brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It's based in the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos tells us, and this is the Shulchan Aruch, how he writes it, HaNichnas LaHakizdam. When a person goes in, when he goes in to do a Kazas Dam, which is bloodletting, a way to release the blood when there's an illness, or every so often they go do a Kazas Dam. So it's not something that we do nowadays. It's not just taking, you know, drawing blood to have the blood tested, but it's a way of releasing something of the system. But one who goes to do HaKazas Dam should say the following. He ratzon mufanecha Hashem Elokai, sheyehe esek zeh, that this esek, this business I'm involved in right now, it should be li l'refuah, it should be refuah for me, ki rofe chinam ata, because you are Kadosh Baruch Hu, you are the doctor, you're the doctor who doesn't charge, you're free, we know it all comes from you. So even when a person goes to the doctor to do a kazas dam, he has to do the hashtadlis of going to the rofe, but he has to do just as much, if not more, hashtadlis in the tefillah. Not a long tefillah, but it's a short little line, a one sentence. He ratzon milfanecha. And la'acha shehikiz, after he leaves the bloodletting, he should say, Baruch rofe chalom. That's brought down by Shulchan Aruch. And Mishnah Berurah makes it very, very clear that this is not only true of HaKazas Dam, which we don't do Bizman Azeh, but Hu Adin Bechol Midei Dirafua Yomer Zeh. Any type of medication, any time a person goes in for a procedure, for whatever, a vaccine shot, it's a small little line to Davin Tashem that we know Hashem is the Rofei Chinamata. For Lo Yachshev, a person shouldn't think, Shetieh Eze Davar Lo Rafua, we shouldn't think that the medicine comes from any other place, Ella. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is the source of all refuah. We have to place our security and trust in the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that He's going to provide us a refuah. That's why we got the Sefer Refuah. That's why it was hidden. We want the part time had the answers to every single illness, and because we didn't daven, we lost it. How much more so when we don't have every answer? Where even the vaccines, which are incredible, have a certain percentage which are not effective. Every medicine has their side effects. So how much more so, Bizman Azeh, do we need to daven for this? So we now have, we can return back to the initial question we started with. The Marsha wanted to know, why is it true? We have many places in Shas, and notably the Gemara's in Gittin, they have long pieces of Gemara that talk about medications. And what do you do with these medications? They're not something we could use. We can't use them. The post can say, of one who tries using these medicines will have, you know, it's considered killing himself. Because we have no idea what they mean. We have no idea how to apply it. And therefore, it's just wasted lines almost in the Gemara. And more so, the Marsha says, if we were told that the Sefer Frus was meant to be hidden, so how could you include this in the Gemara? So according to the Rambam, it's fine. The Rambam writes that the Sefer Frus was dealing with certain types of fools that were usher to be used. The Gemaras are referring to different types of fools that are mutter to be used. We just don't know how to use them, so we kind of shrug our shoulders. But the Marsha says differently. Marsha says, look inside here, number 11, the last Mar Makom. He says, reading the bold, Yesh Lomar, Yesh Liashev rather. There's room to explain why did Ravina Rav Ashi include all the fools in the Gemara? Devade nitein reshus Lirifos. He certainly, a Kaddish Baruch Hu, gave permission for doctors, for medication, for science. Rapo Yirape, the Gemara Brachos says, that's the source that a Kaddish Baruch Hu says you should apply refuah, you should give health. The doctors have a fulfillment of a mitzvah to do so. Know the Ramban, Rambam themselves were doctors. So certainly there's reshus to apply refuah. V'leida refuos kol achalayim. And to know how to heal certain illness. But it's not fit to tell everybody the answers. In other words, Marsha says, all the medications that are written in Shas were written in a way that was hidden. that only certain people could decipher the answers. Only certain people could understand what was going on there. But this is the Sefer Fools. At least part of the Sefer Fools is hidden here in Shas. But the Chazal did not want to be so clear. Because if it was so clear, again, people would fall back to rely on doctors and the Sefer Fools and not rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So as the introduction shiur here to this series, hopefully will continue for the next few months, about medical ethics and halacha, the first point, the most important point we have to keep in mind is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the real Rofe. He's the answer to all the medications, all the illnesses, all the ailments, all the viruses and bacteria. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the number one thing. Now that's not to take away from our research, not to take away from science doctors. My father's a doctor himself. I go to doctors. I go to my annual physical. I didn't get the vaccine, actually. I could have gotten the vaccine. I didn't get the vaccine because I have very high antibodies. I felt others who don't should get the vaccine instead of me. But I very much think that those should get vaccines and should get medication and trust in doctors and in science and refuah. But you have to put the same level of shtalus in the Ribbono Shel Olam. To daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu, because it all comes from Him. He gave that ability. He gave the ability for every herb and vegetable and plant to make things happen. He gave the ability to Pfizer and all the other types of companies who created the vaccines. That was a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But the moment we forget that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is behind all the vaccines and health in the world, then we lose it. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu brings more illness to the world. We want to stop that. We want to, of course, bring health to the world. A Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't want more than there to be health in the world. Across the world, He would love this COVID to go away. But we have to daven the Kadosh Baruch Hu in addition to the science, the math, the medicine. And with that, this is a great way, I think, to start the series. And anyone who has any particular suggestion, please send them in. For next week already, I got an email from someone a couple weeks ago, knowing that I'm starting the topic. I want to speak next week about whether or not a person's allowed to daven for a non-Jewish patient. A lady, she's a nurse somewhere, and she oftentimes had patients who are, you know, non-Jews. And she likes to daven for the patient. But the patient is non-Jew. She wanted to know, is there a problem of davening for a non-Jew or not? So that'll be next week. And please send in more topics. I'd love to have a long list of them to try to accomplish.
Yashikor, thank you so much. Looking forward.